everybody. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour. I'm Brett Ehrlich, along with the Brooke Marks.
Why do you always say the?
Because it's your Twitter handle.
All right.
And I want people to sign up, you know, get that revenue.
Sign up for my Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I want people to subscribe and hit the join like button. Couple facts I'd like to start the show off with. Why? Oh, you might be asking yourself, why is Brooke back? And the answer, and then you might be like, oh, Brokeback Mountain, want to watch it. Shut off, Happy Half Hour. Don't. Well, that movie is super sexy. What I want to talk about is a couple facts about this lovely lady.
I'm here.
That song that you heard at the beginning and all the music that we really play, or at least in the first few seasons, she picked out.
I think you've said that before, but I like getting credit. Like, every time you mention it, I'm, like, proud that you're admitting that I did it.
I just want to give...
Because you like to have all the credit for things.
Exactly. I know that my instinct is to take the credit, but I also know that that's a bad instinct.
Yeah. I picked it out. I love that song. I know I picked it, but like every time I hear it, I'm just like, this is the right choice.
The best... Did you give yourself a high five?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I've felt better about myself before. Oops,
as she
sorry.
Shamefully lime squirts. Like that
I
was
haven't
your
tried this yet. I just put orange juice, Italian blood orange soda, and some tequila in here.
Good for
this
you.
This is my first sip. What are you drinking?
A Negroni, my second.
Oh, I just smelled mine. This is going to be bad.
Watch your face, please.
Please don't.
Yep. Do you not like it?
It's the best. Oh, I have a backup beer, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
God bless Puerto Rico and CirclesWaterfront.com. Please rate us on TripAdvisor. The Tiki. These are
it's
our
in Tampa, Florida.
Koozies.
The place is kind of good. It's fine.
Hmm.
So we are in more high definition than I'm used to, thanks to the camera you stole from John. And your fancy new PC that's able to handle this.
Oh, thank you to the people who made this fancy new PC. Artesian Builds. Go to artesianbuilds.com and enter code TYT at checkout for up to $100 off your new PC. The PC start as low as $678 or something, or $680.
$654.
That's insane for a new PC.
Yeah.
So do that. And better yet, go and try to find our a tweet I did of the unboxing video. Because that has the actual link that'll automatically give us some bump. Another thing I want to say about why Brooke is here is because Phil canceled. Phil Iskov, creator of Sleepy Hollow, dear friend of mine going back ages. He seems like a sweet Canadian. He's a nice Canadian progressive young man. Very creative. All his pitches for shows are about vampires doing it in very weird ways. Like... borderline tentacle stuff. Phil canceled. He sends his regrets. He's pitching something to Disney Plus. Up yours, Phil! We don't need you!
You know, it's about damn time you got hardcore with your guests that cancel. That's why I'm here for real. Because that happened last minute.
But, that happens.
You know, it's good. Just shame him publicly.
Yeah, that'll we'll have Phil him. Back. Phil's fantastic.
Not after this, you won't.
Phil's one of my favorite people. I feel like would fit right in at TYT. Love him. But as you can see, he drove me a little crazy. And so it's time to stay safe and stay sane. Podcast called Podcast Like It's 1999. We're going to talk about it in a few weeks. It's about every movie that came out in 1999, and it's fantastic. So I feel kind of bad because he's really, he gets very neurotic. It's pretty funny. All right. So how have you been in these last 2 weeks since we did the show last?
Well, you know, why don't you, because I feel like you always ask me, I say something terrible about you. So why don't you just take this one?
I've been fine. I've been trying to cut back on the weed intake, cut back on the booze intake.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, last night I was super, like, wired.
Yeah, you were.
And you were like, maybe we should take a weed.
So I took two. I took two weeds.
Proud of you. I do want to mention something. There is a... We do this thing, and for all the Twitch audience that's watching, sign time. Sondheim is Simon Simonson of Simonson Signs. The long version had a whole arc. We edited it out because it was bad.
Sondheim is a big hit on Twitch.
But I was going to feature my son, so it's going to be Simon Simonson of Simonson and Son Signs.
Oh my God.
Hopefully at the end of this show, we'll debut a new commercial, but I might not get it done.
That's not going to happen.
So come over here a little bit because you're falling out of the shot. What is it about?
Is this better?
That's better. I feel like any further and it's going to be inappropriate.
All right. Sorry.
Anyways, we have a fan. His name is John Ross, who did a little something that warmed the hell out of my heart as a tribute to Sondheim. And we've been looking for a time and a place to really pay tribute to John Ross. So let's do it now. Here's John Ross trying to say Simon Simonson of Simonson Science as many times in a row as possible. Take a look.
Simon Simonson of Simonson Signs. 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 Simon Simonson of Simonson Signs.
It's right for like a remix. Somebody to come in and be Simon Simonson of Simonson Signs. Simon.
Continue. I was trying to figure out where I could harmonize or something like that. Simonson to Simonson Science.
Yeah, that's great. That's a lot like how it is. So you're trying out a couple of sequels to it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot like how it is for me when you're doing it, because you'll just say, I don't want to spoil what the sequels are.
I do. As of shooting, we have a couple in the running. And this is just between you and me, because everybody else who watches, like, main show, there's way more people who do that. This is just us hanging out. Something about how all the lies are told during the RNC this week, all the lies that were told. And so it'll be a fun reveal at the end of the show what actually I did make and shoot.
This is not going to age well.
Doc Ross of Doc Ross's Botox shot. No, Doc Ross. Doc Rocks. Doc Ross. Of Doc Ross's Botox shots so that you could lie to America with a straight face, or Cy Sheeran's lie serum instead of True Serum, it's Cy Sheeran's lie serum, or Mark Mangold Skaggs of Mark Mangold Skaggs Star Mark Mangold Tanner of Mark Mangold Tanner Star Spangled Banners.
See what I mean? Like, this is like he just is on the couch just saying these things and just trying to. It's like that thing with what's his name? The comic that we hate now?
D'Elia?
Harrison Ford, Tom Ford, and Ford Porn.
Yeah. He's like, I got napkins with Carol Baskins. No, the worst part is it's absolutely just, I used to be the writer's assistant for a show with Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon, and it's just all the fake commercials they used to do. Yeah. And that's all it is. It's very sad that I'm just copying them. But we'll see how that goes. Anyways, we have a whole lot of awesome show, some amazing, terrible things that are bad criminals that we're going to pay homage to a little bit later. Don't know what that word was. Homage. Don't go away. We got more with my beloved wife and you, Negronis, and the drink she almost abandoned after this. All right, everybody. A lot has happened this week. What a terrible week with the RNC. It was horrible. And so I want to tell you guys about some of my favorite terrible things I saw this week.
Okay.
That are so gloriously terrible that we really need to celebrate and skewer them. The first, actually, doesn't even happen in America. It happens in Ireland. This is something that I saw on Reddit. We're going to show you, but also comment on it at the same time. This is a group of bandits in Ireland who had a fantasy about... So they're digging through this amazing, this ATM store.
Yeah.
And so they scoop it up.
He didn't lock his driver's side door. It's just flinging open.
And then, okay, so their conspirators have pulled up the Chevy Blazer.
Oh! Oh! Wait, they took those. There's a sunroof on the Chevy Blazer?
Yes.
They were just like, this car, screw this car. We're just going to dump an ATM in it. I don't care about the interior. We'll buy a new one.
I wonder how much money is actually in an ATM that you would then you have to fantasize as this like villain that your job is to get this ATM and they have to. I don't know. Because, like, hopefully they're thinking, I just stole so much money from this ATM.
Then I'll just buy a new Chevy Blazer.
Yep.
Convertible Chevy Blazer.
This is my favorite. Because, like...
I love it.
This... If I'm the cops, I'm like, all right, everybody's insured.
And they just dump it in sideways, and they're like, bloop, bloop, whatever.
The best is the thought that I have to, like, tap it into place.
Also, they almost knocked the truck over. Did you see that last little bit? It's like... They caught an edge.
They caught an edge.
And then there's, like the other dudes that are just standing outside, like, the secondary getaway vehicle. Yeah, and so, like, what happens? Did they abandon this excavator, or does it cruise
off? It's so stupid.
Like, that's the worst getaway vehicle.
Hey, like, here's the thing is, I know it's the dead of night, but, like, people have to say, like, someone walked outside and was like, I know where they got this excavator from. Like, yeah. There are witnesses to how loud this has to be.
Especially this part.
And I hope this is done in real time because it looks like someone's zooming in on the surveillance tape and they're like, oh, this is great. Like, we're insured. I don't care. And at a certain point, like, there should be an outlet in the legal system where they're just like, no, that was amazing. Go take it. Take the money.
Yeah. There's got to be like a, all right, all right.
Oh my God, I love it so much. All right.
Love it.
So that's one terrible thing that I like, and I hope it was just like someone, I don't know, they're going to, obviously someone went in that week to use that place and was like, oh, I think I can get that.
We have to applaud that, right? We can't be mad at that and also like enjoy Ocean's 11 or whatever, right? Like you can't be mad about that.
I agree. I can't be mad about it. Something I also kind of was really happy about this week is in Long Beach, California, which is not too far from where TYT is headquartered, there was a woman who went into a store without a mask on, and the people in there decided, no, I'm going to take you outside because I've had enough. Take a look.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Give me my keys!
Drag her. Literally.
So, but like, the CDC released guidance. It's like, you should not confront people who are not wearing masks. Yeah. No, confront them. Take them out, and I don't care if there's, like, legal consequences of my actions, because if everyone on the right wing could say, like, go get a militia gun and shoot people in Wisconsin, I could say, pick Karen up by her weird bleached hair.
No, that'll hurt. Drag her by her arms and legs and, like...
You're such a humanitarian.
Do the talk.
Actually, the guy who's like, she took my watch off. Here it comes. He's like,
give me my keys. I don't. Why does she not have her keys?
That he's like, she took my watch off. And he picks up the watch.
I love the drag. Like, I don't condone violence, you know, in response to people's stupidity. But this looks like a good time. This looks like nobody really got hurt.
100%. And the bravery to me is not confronting coronavirus. Anyway, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the RNC. Kim Guilfoyle was obviously, I know it was early in the RNC, but she kind of was the highlight of the week. So this is Don Jr.'s girlfriend and Gavin Newsom's ex-wife, obviously on cocaine, shouting at people. Take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
She grabs the president's son's wiener and just goes,
what just cracked? Something in your body.
I hit my hands together.
Oh, God.
Like, what a weird sexual pairing.
She's like, ah!
She's the worst.
I hate that video so much, so much. It's so cringe. Ladies and gentlemen. No. No.
Yes.
Damn it, Skip. No. I said I hate it. No, it's so cringe. It's so, like, awkward because it's a totally empty room except for probably a couple of people in there. I hate it.
It looks, I don't know if anyone saw the HBO show about, like, what if fascists in America triumphed during World War II, but that is it. That's what it looks like. No. It looks like the setting, the giant long flags that drape down 70 feet. It just looks like fascist America, and she is here for it. I don't know if you've seen the photo taken by Reuters of her and Gavin Newsom in a Getty villa, but we're going to drop it in post because it is, she is just trying to get that spotlight, and she has gotten it, and she is obviously on Adderall or cocaine or some horrible, horrible thing. It's so weird.
It's like people are comparing it to when Dwight made the Salesman of the Year. Like, blood alone moves the wheels.
Oh, you mean this?
Oh.
Take a look.
Blood alone moves the wheels of history.
They want to steal your liberty, your freedom.
I say to you, and you will understand that it is a privilege to fight.
They want to control what you see and think and believe so that they can control how you live.
We are warriors!
Yes! That was way better. Mixing it up. That
here's exactly what happened when I watched that in real time. I was like, I'm going to mix it with The Office, mm-hmm. with Dwight's Schrute. I tweeted, like, I'm pretty sure that she is, I'm pretty sure that she is talking like Hitler.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, Dwight did. And I was going to mash it up. And lo and behold, when you, someone's already done it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I do want to say really quick, I wonder how that would be different. That speech would have been different if there was an actual audience there. I bet you they would have gotten turnt.
Oh, everyone.
They would have loved it.
It's so crazy. Oh, yeah. It'd be like Gallagher, except instead of you wearing, everybody's just going to. Just a
reverse Gallagher.
They would have been Gallagher, except they're all like splooshing themselves. Like, oh.
Sledge. Oh.
Take people's. And the best is yet to. It's so weird. If you watch that convention, the whole time their central argument is that it sucks to be a Republican right now. Which is so weird because you guys are in control. Why are you complaining? One last thing I wanted to run by you and how you felt about it is the Jerry Falwell thing. So Jerry Falwell Jr. is the offspring of one of the great original evangelicals in the world. He runs Liberty University. Which is an evangelical institution that in their like code of conduct says that you can't have extramarital affairs.
Spoiler alert.
It turns out he had this awesome cuck fantasy where he liked to, allegedly would like watch as this guy banged his wife. So he said that he was 20 when he met, this is Giancarlo Granda says he was 20 when he met the pair, Falwell and his wife in Miami. And that starting in March of 2012, he had sex with Falwell's wife, Becky. Give me that Becky. several times a year in hotel rooms, sometimes while Falwell Jr. watched until 2018.
He
says, Becky and I developed an intimate relationship as Jerry enjoyed watching from the corner of the room, according
Hannibal
to
Hannibal Lecter? What is that accent?
I don't know. I feel like it's like Annette Bening.
All right.
He liked watching from the corner of the room. It's transatlantic. I don't know.
How do you feel about this?
I'm fine if you got kinks, man.
Yeah. It's the problem arises if he's like trying to shame everybody else and be like, no, things are bad.
That's the thing. He runs a university that like is like, you will get expelled if you have, not if you do this awesome fantasy, like this, like in crazy, like
awesome
oh.
fantasy. You heard it here, folks.
I just mean like it's so
over the top.
Looks
like we're getting
a
gardener is what it sounds like.
It's just that it's so like I couldn't come up with what he wants to do. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you couldn't come up with it? You've come up with far worse.
I guess I could come up with far worse. I wouldn't do this, but like, he has like this very specific fantasy of like non-conventional, definitely non like Judeo-Christian ethic. Like, I want to watch the pool boy my wife. And at the same time, he runs Liberty University, and he's Jerry Falwell Jr. And it's such abject hypocrisy that I think it's
awesome. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem I have with this, is like the hypocrisy of it. Just, you know, let your freak flag fly if you're going to.
Yes.
Just, you know,
it's
stop
just
pretending.
It's so obvious. And for an evangelical, the thing they hate is Catholics. They're like, Catholics are so hypocritical. They have this big pope who lives in an ivory tower and lays down edicts on how to live while pretending he's God. That's exactly what Jerry Falwell did. And the genesis, so to speak, of Christianity, of like Lutheranism, is exactly, and like Protestantism,
exactly
is exactly in protesting against this kind of behavior, which he absolutely indulged in and admitted to most
for them.
Just go let your free flag fly. Don't do that. Anyways, all right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we got some more fun stuff, just some more freaking fun stuff, because it's Friday. Let's let loose.
Get weird.
See you soon. Hey, this segment is the best thing ever of the week, starring myself, Brett Elizabeth Ehrlich, and Brooke Congenital Herpes Marks.
Congenital?
That would suck. The sins of the fathers. Anyway, so I first want to talk about the merch we got.
Oh, yeah, we're twins today.
I want to say my mom never mentions when I have cool outfits, but this she loves.
You and John always have the same shirt. I thought today we both wear the We Press On shirts.
If you give $127 to tyt.com/go.
Is that the only way to get this shirt?
Yeah.
You can't just buy it?
You can't just buy this?
Exclusive, bitch.
You couldn't guard me. The Secret Service couldn't guard me.
Wow.
So do that if you want.
These are amazing. They're so soft.
I would think all of us want to continue to have jobs, but it's up to you. It's up to you if you want this. Don't have to, but if you want us to all live,
please
give the money. It's the end of the month.
Give us $127. It's off our time of the month.
Anyway, so we have a lot going on. So first, I want to run something by you, my wife.
Okay.
You want me to be sexually alluring, right?
I would love it. Any day now.
She gives me the haircuts. What do? I do things to be non-sexually alluring? What do I do that's not, like...
You wake yourself up every morning with a fart. And they're always hilarious, don't get me wrong. Like, they're always different farts together. You know, I ignore it usually, and I'm just like, oh, he's awake now, that's fine. But the other... You know it's a good one when I actually will roll over, get up, and look at you, and be like, can we talk about it? And that happened the other day. It was just like, I can't even... I can't do it.
It
was just a real.
It's like a question.
Vibrate-y, wet one that you did the other day. Good morning.
So here's a question. There's a thing called the Brokini, which is a breakthrough in male swimsuit technology. It has become a bit of a viral hit, similar to like the male romper, the bromper. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Here is a video released by the Brokini men. It's a Daikini, baby. To show you why you should buy them. Take a look.
All right.
Okay, we're going to show you guys how to measure a Brokini today. The first thing you want to do is measure from head to neck. Then you want to measure from head down to your groin area. And you hold it out. Oh.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
So that's the Brokini. It was created by, there's a guy named Chad who created the Brokini. No coincidence.
Oh my God.
He said, So here's the graphic from Chad of the Brocchini people. We started going to bachelor parties and wearing crazy bathing suits, and then we actually saw a wrestling leotard online and thought, hey, that could maybe be a bathing suit. So they decided to develop this Brocchini. Here's what one looks like on a basically a Chad. So let's take a look at the image of the Brocchini man. There's just a guy. There's just a guy reclining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like this?
I'm fine with this.
What is it about this that you like?
I don't know. I just like the sort of androgyny about it. I like just like full sending and being like, yeah, this is what I'm wearing. Like, I don't need everybody to have knee length trunks if they want to, you know.
So you see that this guy has muscular definition.
Right, so I want to see it. I want to see it on several different body types.
Do you think it would look good on my body type?
Yes.
Would it look good or would it just look funny? You can be honest. This is our friend.
You being in it would be pretty funny. The other day, maybe this is the tequila talking, but I put you in a tiny pirate hat. And you were nude, and I had you hold my, like, lacy panties in front of where, because I wanted to see what it would look like if you wore my panties with a tiny pirate's hat.
Yeah, and I comply because I just don't care.
It did look bad. How'd you feel? Did you feel pretty in it?
Here's the thing. By default, I'm pretty sure I look stupid. Like, that dude, let's go back to him. Let's go back to... You know, what's his name? Let's give him a name. I want to say Claude.
No, that's a Bryson.
This is Bryce. Absolutely. That's a way better name. So Bryson. Bryson lifts the weights, does the calisthenics, has leg muscles, which I do not have. I can't look like that. So I think I just look ridiculous. So I'll do it because I think it looks hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can.
All right, let's order you one.
All right.
We'll put it in post. Don't worry,
we're
gonna
email Chad Sasko of the Brocchinis. Yeah, and the reason I say Daikinis, it makes me think of Willow. It's a Daikini, baby!
But no, I don't know if everybody could pull that off. But I'm down to check it out and see.
So stupid.
See what happens.
Speaking of looking ridiculous in a way that's still lovable, which I feel is my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it's my wheelhouse?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a man who is obviously a musician and really likes Queen, as you'll see by the framed photos above his piano. He wasn't in Queen, by all accounts. He wants to record himself playing guitar, but unfortunately some terrible things happen. Please watch him.
Okay. Here's a song.
Something's wrong.
Dog's like, I'm gonna help you. And then he started yelling. He's like, well, you too, bitch. Wait, why was he stuck down there? What did he say?
As an owner of many fine guitars, many of which you can see hanging on the wall near me. That was a Gretsch or a Les Paul. I don't know. It was like a fancy ass guitar. Once you have fallen and you've saved the guitar and you just need someone to hold it for you.
I think he stayed like, there.
The first, I was like, "Why?"
Put the guitar down.
Oh, I had the same question, okay. And I was like, "Why is he sitting there?" And then, at the first thing that happened when his wife got there, I was like, "Take my guitar." Brian May would save his guitar. And the dog's like, "Arr!" Oh,
I loved it. I thought the dog was going to come over and save him. And then the dog was, you can see the dog back up. Like once he starts yelling, the dog's like, "Dang."
The dog's like, "Get out of here. We're about to harmonize."
Oh, my God. Oh, I felt so bad. I laughed, and then I felt bad for him. He was just trying to put on a little video.
In all of the situations where videos like that make it onto the internet, I think one thing, they posted it. So that is true. Volunteering to be involved. And it's
was it a live thing, or was it posted?
I feel like it was posted.
All right.
When I saw it, it seemed posted. So when I see stuff like that, I think they all take a moment. And they say, I'm not making fun of him. I'm celebrating that guy.
I love that. I love the whole thing.
Because it was a whole family that's together. And imagine that man's arc. He's like, "Well, I'm definitely keeping this." And his wife's like, "He's got a room. It's got his piano and his Brian May framed fan art. If he falls, I'm going to help him." Yeah. The dog is very obviously into music. I love
the dog. The dog's my favorite in that video.
So I'm fine with them. I celebrate them. I am grateful for them. The last thing we'll show you is a new study coming out of the, I feel like it's the University of New South Wales, but it's UNSW. UNSW conservationists have found an effective, low-cost way to protect cattle from their predators and help lions coexist with their livestock and farmers in a piece of psychologist trickery.
Psychological. Continue.
They made a mistake. I forgot. You never make a mistake. Scientists have trailed.
You don't remember? I don't either.
Scientists have trialed painting eyes on local cattle butts. Oh. I feel like we buried the lead deep in the butt. So here is what it looks like.
That's funny.
So lions are ambush predators and they attack animals' butts.
Yeah.
They like big butts and they cannot lie. So that's what's happened, and I love it very much.
It's like the clown. They're like forcing the clownfish approach on these cows.
Yep.
But it's like reverse, though. I thought the clownfish approach, like the thing about clownfish, the way they have the fake eyeball on their butt is because predators will typically go for the eyeballs. So they want to throw them off and have them not know which side. They give them a 50-50 shot on getting their eyeball poked out.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Something about eyeballs. Something about predators. So what,
it's supposed to just scare the lions that it's like a tiny elephant or whatever?
Well, the lions are like, "Stop looking at me. I'm self-conscious about ambush predating."
It's just supposed to throw them off, like, I don't know, some kind of weird cat-dog situation.
Here's my favorite thing, is if you're a cow, someone's painting on your butt, you're like, what are you doing?
In the grand scheme of things, that's not the worst thing that happens to those cows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, also get, like, but, like, the cows are like, what? And there's someone painting eyeballs on a cow's ass going, like, "This is for your own good."
They should just glue, like, googly eyes.
That's my favorite.
Just big googly eyes.
You're right. You're right. I want everyone, thank you so much for watching the show today. I want everyone. I want you on my fantasy team. You take us out. Think it's so easy, you end the show. You end the show. No, it's your job.
Thanks for coming to the Happy Half Hour. We'll do another one next time, and we'll see ya. Members stuff, internet only.
If you're web only, we either will have an awesome new commercial for you or a fun challenge. And it's as much a surprise to me as it is to you. Obviously, since you're seeing this, I didn't do my homework, and my wife has turned to drugs. Look at her, self-medicating like a psychopath. What did I do to you? He let her down. Anyways, sorry, the commercial will happen next week. In the meantime, we have this awesome segment for you that's an internet challenge. So there's an internet challenge going around, and we're just going to show it to you. This is a thing we're gonna display and then attempt ourselves. Please take a look. Her name is Brett something.
Hey, guys. I got a challenge for you. Put your hand in a fist and stick your thumb out. Roll your fingers up and then put your two middle fingers up. then spread them apart. Duet this if you can do it.
Do you got what it takes?
Okay. I walk me through this again.
All right. Apparently Brett is the dude. I don't know. Put your hand in a fist. Mm-hmm. Then open it up like this. Then stick your two middle fingers out. So I'm already getting some weird... So Josh Bachrach broke my finger when we were playing
my pinky
handball.
Pops down. Yours does too.
Mine pops up, actually.
And they're supposed to do this? Is that what it is?
And then you stick it out. And then you're supposed to separate the two middle fingers. And then put them together. But I feel like I've already failed.
Well, your pinky's up.
I can't not do that. Let me do it with this.
I can only do it on my right hand.
No, this pinky's up.
This is my right hand.
God, I feel...
See, it's hard living with him. Everyone's like, oh my God, you must laugh all the time. No, I don't. Rarely do I laugh.
You laugh more than you think you laugh.
You make note of it when I do laugh.
That's true.
Anyways, I'm all like, right, so oh, this one's got difficulties.
So, fist, open. Middle, I can't do it. You want
I have
to
arthritis. All right, so this one I can do.
I can't do it even remotely. Look at this. Here's the can we go back? Can we watch the video again just please? To see a demonstration? Not because I'm physically attracted to her, please.
Hey guys, I got a challenge for you. Put your hand in a fist and stick your thumb out. Roll your fingers up and then put your two middle fingers up. Then spread them apart. Duet this if you can do it.
I don't. What the what is duet this if you can do
it? Duet this, you know? Duet this.
That's not a term.
Yeah, all I can right, do it, but so my pinky does this weird thing where it pops back. It's still down.
I can do it, but this pinky loses.
But it pops back.
So the challenge...
This one, look at that. I got like a crazy finger. Ugh!
This, I love stuff like this, where it's like, hi, I'm going to do algebra, but then afterwards I'm going to make a fool out of myself trying to do like this. I want everyone to do the challenge. Please follow at HHH on TYT and reply to us with your attempt at it.
Show us some
and
hand videos.
Similar
you know?
To how we have shown people trying to say Simon Simonson of Simonson Signs, we're going to feature it on an upcoming episode of Happy Half Hour. So please try to do this thing where you go meow, 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 meow. And this, don't do this, because everyone's going to make fun of you. Thank you for watching. This is the first time we're actually ending on time.
Thank God.
Hearts where you fart, and goodbye.